Introducing Kicking Back with the Cooks, presented by Woodhouse. 18 brands, 16 convenient locations, simplified car buying to save you time. Shop, finance, and buy online at woodhouse.com. Here's head coach John Cook, along with your host, Lauren Cook West.
Welcome in another month, which means another episode of Kicking Back with the Cooks. Coach Cook, you were in Big Ten season play. We're in the month of October. What are you going to be for Halloween?
I really haven't got there yet or thought about it, but as you know, I hate Halloween. And how about I'll just be a coach? How's that, or a cowboy?
Wait, why do you hate Halloween?
I don't know. It's because people go crazy and our team gets silly.
Yeah, are we playing anything?
We play Wisconsin. We're at Wisconsin on Halloween, aren't we?
No, Friday.
Friday, okay.
The first. Are the girls scheming anything or planning anything?
Not that I know of, no. But
I feel like they always have creative costumes. And yeah. They show up. Well, it may be tough because you're on the road.
Yeah, it'll be tough because we're on the road.
But I have to tell you, this does not relate to volleyball, but that's why we do this podcast. Jason, my husband, is a hockey fanatic, and he was like, hey, do you want to watch this show with me last night? And I was like, sure, whatever. It's a hockey documentary. Have you heard of it? I think it's called Face Off. It's on Amazon Prime.
I've not heard of it, no.
Okay, you have to watch it. I was hooked. I'm like, Jason, we got to watch another episode because we went through two. He's like, we're done. Like, we're going to go to bed. We can watch more tomorrow. But and usually I'm the one who wants to go to bed. So it follows certain players in the NHL, and each episode follows different players, and it pretty much takes them through the end of the season and the playoffs. And I looked to Jason last night and I said, my dad needs to watch this because he has gotten so soft. You listen to what these hockey coaches say. You listen to what the players say to each other. I'm like, volleyball has gotten way too soft. Nebraska volleyball as a whole needs to watch this hockey documentary.
Okay.
It is wild.
I'll take a look. I'm just counting the days down until Yellowstone. I mean, Tom Chattel did a great article on what his theory is, what's going to happen in Yellowstone. I think he's right on.
Okay. Talk to us about that, because I was going to bring that up. It's an awesome article. If you haven't read it, who does he write for now?
Tom Chattel writes he's been column writer for the Omaha World Herald, but he does several other things now. But okay, he covers all the sports in Nebraska.
This wasn't in the World Herald, was it?
I think it's been several places.
Okay, so it's an article about you and coaching and cowboying, of course. But tell us the theory that because he walked into your office and like right away said this theory before he even started the interview, right?
Yeah, so we had an appointment. So he showed up and he just said, we're going to start this off by this. He goes, what do you think is going to happen in Yellowstone? I said, well, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. And he said, I have my theory. I go, so I'm really interested what his theory is. And his theory is that the Duttons are going to lose their ranch. They're going to keep the house. But it's all about progress. You can't stop it. So he said, I'm setting you up for that because I want to know how, you know, progress in sports has changed a ton and it continues to change, and how you kind of stayed with it and dealt with it. So that was his line and take on the theme of the article. So that was pretty creative. Nobody's ever done that before.
I think more media people need to, how do I word this? Go, you know, not just talk volleyball. It's like, there's so much more to you. And it's not just the cowboy stuff. It's, you know, there's so much more that they could write about or compare or talk about. And I read the article. It's a great article. If you haven't read it, check it out. But I also can't wait for Yellowstone, but you need to watch this hockey documentary. You should hear these coaches. I don't know what your pregame speeches look like now, because I'm no longer in there to listen to them, but I'm in bed and I'm motivated. I'm like, I'm ready to go out on the ice and play some hockey.
Yeah. Cool. I'll try to watch it.
Yeah, you got to watch it. I also have to tell you, speaking of media, JV and I got in trouble because we always do a post-game interview with you after every match or most matches. There's been a couple where you've had other prior commitments that you have to go to, but we got in trouble because we go off topic with you.
Oh, who got you in trouble?
I'm not going to name names, but certain media personnel reached out and we were told that we need to rein it in and only focus on volleyball. And we said the whole point of the post-game show and the whole reason people listen to it is because we talk about things that, you know, it's not always serious. It's not always volleyball. Like, yes, we do talk about the match. Yes, we do talk about volleyball, but we like to go on different tangents and that's how people get to know you.
Yeah. No, I think we have fun in the post game. So
yeah. Well, we got in trouble.
All I know is I get car horns honking out there as they're waiting to go, you know, in the traffic. So that's my goal every post game.
Yeah. They're probably, everyone in the media is probably pissed that we talk about that. Yeah. You know what else I forgot to bring up on last month's podcast, which we recorded in middle of September and it came out before you started Big Ten play, but I forgot to bring up UCLA, Nebraska. I was playing for UCLA. You were coaching at Nebraska and we beat you.
Oh yeah.
And I now have lifetime bragging rights over you. That's probably the only thing I have bragging rights over, but I was going to wear my UCLA shirt. I was going to, you know, talk a mean game and I forgot to do it. You ended up beating the Bruins, which I'm happy about, but
yeah, I remember that match, Lauren. It went five. We played in Devaney, which I didn't want to play in, but we got a big crowd. And I remember Mary Paul Miller was there on the visit. She didn't say two words. And I remember, you know, we're in some locker room over there afterward, and it was a tough loss. But then I think I had to go to dinner with you and all your Bruin teammates. So that was a lot of fun. But anyway, this brings up a great point because last night Purdue set a new Big Ten attendance record. They played Indiana in the basketball arena, drew 14,152. So immediately I sent off a text to Troy, our athletic director, and said, okay, game on. We got to break this. So next year we'll definitely be going to PBA so we can get that record too. So we want to hold every record, and so I think our fans are fire up, so we'll have to play a Big Ten match in PBA arena.
I thought there were some problems with trying to play in PBA.
Well, there is a lot of conflicts. I mean, Pink was supposed to be there this weekend, but they canceled that. Basketball's going, so I mean, basketball starts here. They've already done exhibitions and stuff. So there's just a lot of conflicts. You know, we don't control our Big Ten schedule, so we've never even looked at playing a Big Ten match in there, but it's time to step up now because I think we can go over – I'm pretty sure we can go over 14,000 for a volleyball match. Got state volleyball is going to be in there in a couple of weeks.
Talking about changing your schedule. So Ohio State, you played Saturday. They had to play a five-setter Friday night against Penn State. JV said they could have changed to a Thursday night match. Is that true? Do you have control over that?
Last I checked, JB's not working for the Big Ten. We have no control or no say. We complained about it, and yeah, it was like, suck it up, you're on NBC. Well, and some of the other reporting wasn't quite accurate. We were not there by the time they finished. Because Kamala Harris was in, where were we, Lansing, we couldn't get to our plane, so we literally sat on the bus longer than our match waiting to get on our plane. And we finally got there. Of course, they had a late match that went five. So, you know, both teams were, I mean, that's a tough turnaround. And, you know, as you know, I love to be in our routine. And on that day, they took what I thought was the prime practice time to really set yourself up, have a pregame meal. We had to go after them. So everything was very rushed. So we went in the gym to get used to it, came back, ate a pregame meal, watched video, literally got dressed and got on the bus and headed back to the arena. So it was wasn't in our typical day routine. And again, we were doing recovery on the plane, and it was it's tough turnaround. Again, as I say, we're the only sport in the Big Ten that that does this. And hi, Madden.
We have a friend who joined us.
Yeah, how's the big girl doing?
You want to say hi?
Hi.
Did you get to talk to Merritt on the bus?
Tell everyone who your favorite Husker is. Who's your favorite Husker?
Merritt.
Yeah. Merritt, why is she your favorite?
Does she coach very hard?
She coaches very hard? Mm-hmm. I thought Papa coaches. Merritt plays. Yeah.
Because Merritt plays very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what are you concerned with on Merritt? She stopped wearing her sleeves?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're very concerned on why Merritt stopped wearing sleeves.
Oh, yeah, I know. That was the big question. Why didn't she have her sleeves on? So.
Yeah. And what do you remember Merritt's new puppy name? Her new puppy's name?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Mila,
yeah, she got a new puppy.
What letter does that start with?
L.
No, M.
M.
Just like Madden and Merritt, yeah.
And like me and you, Mama and Mimi.
Well, yeah, Mama starts with M. Yes, that's right.
What'd you think of the black uniforms, Lauren?
I'm a huge fan of the black uniforms, and I was joking on the air. I said, if Nebraska loses this match, we're never going to see them again. But I wish they were
Nebraska.
The Nebraska Huskers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they were
Nebraska Huskers.
Yeah.
I wish they were long sleeve.
Oh, I didn't even notice, but they like them.
Do you like them?
I don't. I, to tell you the truth, until somebody mentioned, I didn't even notice what you're wearing. So
you didn't even realize?
No.
You don't pay attention to that?
No.
Lindsey Krause wants to do red spandex with black uniforms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you she's the only one that wants to do that.
I know. I would not want to do that.
We used to in the old days. The old days, it was red spandex. So, but yeah, they got rid of that.
Speaking of your Big Ten season, how do you feel like it's going so far? Maybe give us a letter grade.
I don't know. It's a grind. You're playing really tough teams every week. And so, I don't know. You just kind of look at it. We talk about his next day. Let's try to get better and then try to play two great matches on, you know, whenever we're, whatever days of the week we're playing those. So you kind of just get in the zone and go, and you don't really pay attention to what else – much else is going on, and so I don't know. We're surviving. You know, we had a great match against Purdue. We did a good job on the road this weekend. Took care of business. So, but you just feel like you're just hanging on for dear life. That's what it feels like.
You've had a lot of controversy over who to start on the outside: Taylor Lanfair, Lindsey Krause. Do you feel like you're any closer to making a decision?
No. No, those guys, we're going to continue to compete. We're going to continue to create competition on our team. And, you know, as we say, they're renting those spots, and they've got to keep earning that spot every week.
Do you get to a point, though, where you feel like you just need consistency in the lineup, and that will help everyone build confidence and build trust with each other and will pay off in the long run?
I feel like we've got several different lineups we're confident in, and several different players that we can put in there, and we'll do a great job with it. So, and it's already, you know, Andy was out for a week, and, you know, you're tweaking things all the time. And so the consistency is in how we train, how we prepare, and having confidence in whoever's in there to go. And as you know, we're going to go on some really tough road trips here, and we're going to need that depth and be able to play with whatever lineup we have out there.
I'll tell you what, Ohio State could have used some depth yesterday. They looked gassed.
Yeah. Well, that's what I talked to our team about. You know, how it was a great teaching moment. How, because, you know, we just kept getting stronger as the match went on. And game three, we were, you know, hit really well, played really well. And I just talked to him about, you know, this is how important sleep is, nutrition is, hydration, recovery. If you want to be great every night, those things have to be a part of your routine, and they become very important. As you know, college kids really don't pay attention to that or think it's that big a deal. But what every pro athlete that comes back, whether it's a volleyball player, a football player, a basketball player, and because I see all these athletes when they come back here and train, and I ask them, hey, always the same question. What would you have done different looking back on your college career now, knowing what it, you know, it takes to be a pro? And every one of them either says, I would have had better nutrition, or I would have stretched more and took better care of my body. And every one of them, that those are the only two answers I've ever heard over 25 years of asking pro athletes when they come back here.
I agree with that. I would say the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, what, Madden has a question for you.
Yes, Madden.
How is Mallet doing? Nash.
Well, Nash is probably cowboying today.
And Nash is Lindsay Peterson's son. Yeah,
and then
Nash is doing good or not.
Okay. And Merritt is probably walking her puppy and is probably just waking up.
So Merritt and Nash are doing good?
They're doing good, yep.
Mm-hmm. How is your eye and knee doing?
Then my knee's doing great and my eye looks better, so thank you for asking.
What happened?
Too much cowboying.
No, tell us what really happened, because the TikTok that you all did explained nothing for us.
Tell me, Mama, how you got your eye got that.
It's kind of hard on a Zoom to explain it, but basically I was roping a steer and the rope caught my knee and I woke up with a black eye the next day. So it was as the cowboys say, it's a contact sport, and I was in the middle of some contact. So, but all healed up. And can't wait to go rope again. And yeah, that's what happened.
You are too cowboy hard.
You cowboyed too hard.
Yeah.
What's up with the student section? They literally get a different promotion every single night. Is that your idea? Is that the marketing department's idea? And then also, to piggyback off of that, I don't even know if you noticed this, but everyone got a bracelet at one of the last home matches, and it lit up the arena, and it was like a light show. Are those your ideas, or is that all the marketing department?
We have Bailey in our marketing department's doing an awesome job, and We want to make our students feel special. I mean, that's why I bought tickets before. We bought them donuts, cookies, because they camp out there starting in the morning, you know, waiting to get in. And so they've done a great job of just making it special for those students and giving them, you know, they've got giveaways and different things, the bracelets, the towels, the, I don't know, shaker things, the cowboy hats. I mean, they do some really cool stuff, and we're very, very appreciative of the marketing department and the job they're doing for our students, and I think our students really get into it. I mean, they're doing an awesome job. We've got a great student section now. Still don't have them all together, but we do have, you know, having them split up makes it so they're always somebody, you know, there's always a student section near our visiting team where most gyms, like yesterday in Ohio State, they were all in the end zone. So in game two, you know, there's no student section harassing our players. So, and Lauren, for the record, Ohio State student section was pretty decent compared to what they used to be in the old days. But
I talked about that on the air, and we have a long pregame show. Hold on. Okay. Sorry, Madden has one more question, and then I'll tell you.
Are you doing a snow timeout for my birthday, Papa?
That's the plan. We're trying to make arrangements to come out for your birthday in a couple weeks.
Tell everyone how old you're going to be.
I'm going to be 4.
Yeah, I know. You're a big girl.
So we have this pregame show that goes an hour before the match starts, and JB and I were talking in it, and he asked, what are some fond memories that you have of playing at Ohio State? Remember that old gym?
Yeah.
Forget what it was called.
St. John's Arena. Beautiful building, classic, beautiful. I don't know if they kept it as a historical building or they tore it down, but beautiful gym. Way back.
Not a beautiful locker room, though.
What's that?
Do you remember the locker room? It was like green velvet couches from the 60s.
Oh, it's an old building, but it was beautiful. But yeah, we had some battles in there, and Yeah, they're in Michigan State. I mean, it just seemed like we had these long battles, tough games, and but you know, it's the Big Ten. But their new arena is very nice and very well done, and it's actually a fun place to play. It's the first time we've won there, so we were 0-3 there, I think, since they opened it.
Well, I told JB how the student section makes a sheet and has like each player's name and then the cheers that you do. To try and, you know, distract them. And they're just very organized, very creative. And when the student section shows up at Ohio State, it's one of the best student sections in the country.
Yeah, and they were good last night. We got a couple things they did. We were worried about what they might do to Harper, but that was pretty low-key. But we got the new nickname for Livia. They're calling her the Leprechaun. So we were calling her the Leprechaun, and so what's this Leprechaun back doing back to here serving? But she played great last night, record digs, and served I think 2 or 3 aces. So she had a good match. So she must like the Leprechaun chant.
Madden has one more question for you.
Okay.
Are you doing the time out for Halloween?
No, I will not. We have to play on Halloween. So yeah.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
A mermaid. Sky.
You're going to be Sky from Paw Patrol?
And I'm going to be a mermaid and then a firefighter right where I am.
A firefighter. Okay, that sounds good.
3 different costumes. Ask me if he's ever watched Paw Patrol.
Bob, have you ever watched in Paw Patrol?
No, I have not watched Paw Patrol.
There's that movie's all about teamwork.
Yeah.
It's another one you should watch.
It's all about the 5 little puppies.
And they work together to save the city.
To save the city when something happens. And they're baby little puppies.
They're brave little puppies.
And they also have a human who helps them. His name is Vital.
Okay. We'll have to watch it when I come out for your birthday.
Do you know that Papa tells his players to be brave, just like how you say you're brave? She's giving you a thumbs up. Okay, back to the promotions and giveaways. There was the bobblehead night. I'm supposed to ask from...
Hey, bobbleheads.
Yeah, you love the bobblehead. Madden has not parted with her bobblehead, her papa bobblehead, but I'm supposed to ask from...
I love my bobblehead.
Okay, bobble in your mouth. Supposed to ask from multiple Husker fans, will those go on sale to the public?
I do not think so. They gave those out to the season ticket holders. I think there was 8,000 of them, and they gave them all out. And so the answer would be no. But it was a big hit. I've heard a lot of stories about people's bobbleheads and how much they liked them and people trying to get them that weren't there. So... that was a big hit. I don't get the bobbleheads, but I don't get TikTok either. So I'm not going to spend any energy worrying about it.
What's the latest TikTok you're working on?
I don't know. Those are very spur of the moment. We're making a TikTok, do this, and then they make a movie out of it or whatever they do. So that's the TikTok world.
Okay, I have one last question for you, and then we'll get to confession and lesson. So JB did an interview with Lainey Choboy, and he asked her about her future because she's been pretty vocal that she wants to get into the coaching world. Well, now she's telling JB that she does not want to get into the coaching world because she sees what Coach goes through and how little time he spends with his family, and that has pushed her away from wanting to coach.
Wow.
I guess
she's going to be a coach.
She's probably going to be a coach. You're right.
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
I'm not going to be a coach when I grow up. I'm going to be a Dr. Arian.
Oh, you're going to be a Dr. Arian?
To help animals.
To help animals and people? Okay.
Yeah.
I guess, what do you have to say about that?
Well, it's like any profession, you're trying to be the best and trying to be at a high level. It takes time and you just got to find the balance. But coaching is something that, it's not that flexible. So, but, you know, there's a lot of positives to it, too. I mean, you got 24-hour access to a gym. So when you were growing up, and it's just a different world. But yeah, it does take time, and you know, I know coaches. You know, when they have babies, you know, those babies grow up in gyms with them. So I know I have a really good friend who's just had a baby, and you know, they're. She's got that baby strapped to her. She coaches a high school team, and you know, it just becomes part of it.
Can you ask Papa for a confession?
It wasn't a confession.
Yeah, I don't know what a confession is. I really don't have any.
No fun stories from your road trip.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. It's all a blur on some of these road trips because you just go so fast. Lauren, we stayed at the Crown Royal in East Lansing. The Crown Royal Hotel.
Yeah. Did you get Outback?
No, we didn't get Outback. We got something else. It was awful. So half the girls didn't even eat their dinner. And, I didn't eat mine. They didn't cook the salmon. So anyway, but I was thinking we're going to get Outback because I asked Lindsay, we're getting Outback. But I remember started having flashbacks because, you know, one year we almost pulled Kelly Hunter out of red shirt because Mary Palmiller was struggling. Another time we had Brianna Holman had a meltdown and had to go in the back and talk her back into playing. And then we were calling to get you to, you know, you had strep throat. We were trying to get you to a doctor or emergency room because you couldn't breathe. So I don't know. You get PTSD on some of these trips. So there's my confession. I don't forget that stuff. Another thing I remember when Danny was coaching here, there's like a little restaurant bar thing in this hotel. And it's a nice little hotel. I just remember... there was something happening. We're in there having a meeting, and anyway, you just have all these flashbacks.
So can you ask Papa for a lesson now?
What's a lesson?
What's a lesson? Yeah. A lesson is you need to listen to your coaches and listen to your mommy. They always know what's right.
She's giving you the I like that lesson.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's just not easy being a cowboy and a coach. I feel like that's been your punchline lately.
Papa, why are you a cowboy and a coach?
Oh, that's a great question.
Well, and because you teach me to ride horses.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're already learning how to ride. But cowboy and a coach, it's just you got to have a hobby, and coaching's my job. So... got to have a hobby just to have a break once in a while.
Well, should we call it a day? Is that good?
Start the day, Mama.
Call it a day. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Russ Brown, for coming in on a Sunday and producing this one. Coach Cook, thank you for your time. We know you're busy. Say thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Thanks, Madam.
Nice to meet you.
And say thanks, Husker Nation.
Thanks, Husker Nation.
For tuning in.
We
appreciate your support.
Are we done?
Yeah, can you say we appreciate your support?
We appreciate your support.
Appreciate your support and say thanks, Woodhouse.
Yeah.
Thanks, Woodhouse.
Thanks, Woodhouse. And say go Big Red.
Go Big Red.
We'll see you all again next month. Thanks for tuning in. Go Big Red.